caregiver advocate and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers on the TAN Talk Radio Network with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers, on the show where you can find help and hope. And with me today, as always, my best friend, co-host, and sidekick, Lynn Thornley.
Hi, nice to be here.
How are you today?
I'm doing really well, thank you.
Happy August.
Oh my goodness, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
I hate that. July's what? My favorite. I just like July, knowing the kids are off school. They're going back to school soon.
Yeah, the kids aren't too excited, but the mothers are very excited.
Yeah, I guess, but yeah. I just like vacation, and knowing the kids are out makes me happy.
Okay. So, all you kids out there, have a great week, because things are going to... Well, I think it starts August 13th, I think, school starts.
Oh, wow.
My grandchildren are already nodding their heads. They're not too happy about that, but it is what it is. So today, I want to give a shout-out to our newest listeners. We have Ketsy in Connecticut.
Oh, Ketsy.
Yes. And we have Terry in Ontario.
Oh.
And Anne-Marie in St. Pete.
Is that Ontario, Canada?
Yes, Ontario.
Because there is one in California.
No, this one is Canada.
A lot of Canadians.
Yes, we do.
They love to listen to you talk.
To me talk. Oh, my God. So, yeah, and, you know, caregivers, I appreciate every time that you tune into the show, because I know that your time is very valuable, and it's not always so easy for you to just be able to stop and listen to a radio show. So whenever you listen and call in and make comments on Facebooks and tell your friends, makes me really, really happy. So, and I have two special gentlemen with me here today. One is my good friend, Rick Saltarelli, and he calls himself a CFO, but he is the chief fun officer at Salty Breeze Cruise Planners.
That is correct.
So welcome today.
Well, thanks for having me on.
I'm so glad that you're here. We're going to talk about some different things for caregivers and travel and all sorts of good stuff. And then I also have on the show here today my friend Dave Gerald from Habitat for Humanity.
Glad to be here today, Linda.
I'm glad you're here today, too, because I didn't think it was ever going to happen.
Well, we've only been working on it for, a year and a half?
Yeah, about a year and a half. So you're here today, and I'm really glad that you're here today. So, Rick, let's talk a little bit about what you do and about travel for caregivers and our elders.
Well, thank you very much. So the first thing I'd like to say is there's travel for everybody. So travel isn't age-banded. It isn't banded by people's ability. So travel is available for everybody, and we like to work with those in the community that perhaps think they're past the ability to travel and do the things that they've always wanted to do. So we like to find solutions for them.
And there are solutions. There's a lot of solutions today.
Oh, there's a lot of great solutions, whether people want to travel out of the country, whether they want to travel close to home, whether they want to go on a cruise, or whether they just want to go to an all-inclusive somewhere. There's something for everybody, so... Whatever that dream is, we work to make that dream come true.
And even though it's Salty Breeze Cruise Planners, you just don't do cruises.
That is correct.
You do everything.
So yeah, cruising is in our DNA.
Yeah.
Well, it's not in mine.
It either is or it isn't, right?
It is or isn't. There are people that are dedicated to it, but there are also people that have kind of done that.
No, or seasick.
So, yeah.
Well, you could get seasick, but a lot of people, when they go cruising, they're just getting a little taste of the destination, and they want to go back for something that's a little more immersive, and that's where they're looking to either stay in a hotel or go to an all-inclusive or just kind of roam on their own. So we just work to make sure that that happens within their abilities and then within their budget.
Well, something we were talking about before the show, my stepmother, when she used to travel with my dad, she used to have a company come, and they would pick up the luggage at their apartment, and it would be delivered to wherever they were staying, if they, you know, at a friend's house or a hotel or anything. So she had enough trying to push my dad in the wheelchair and everything than to have to do that. And I don't think people know a lot about those kinds of services.
That is correct. It's like there's a couple of companies that are around. We use a company called Luggage Forward. So think about it as UPS for your luggage.
It's wonderful.
So they pick it up days in advance, and they will have it delivered either to the hotel you're staying in somewhere around the world or right onto a cruise ship. And then it's the same post-visit. You basically walk away leave your luggage sitting at the hotel or at the cruise ship, and it arrives back at your home 3 to 4 days later.
It's wonderful because, like I say, when you're trying to travel with someone that is in a wheelchair or just handicapped or just as I'm older, this luggage is heavy. Trying to drag that stuff and everything.
And for most people, they're paying for luggage today when they're flying anyway.
And me a lot.
Yeah. So the price really, it's not as expensive as people might think initially.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I fly to Canada, well, to Plattsburgh, and my ticket's usually Allegiant, I'll go. Well, they make you pay for everything.
Exactly.
My luggage costs me, I take $200 for luggage, because I'm taking my duvet and my carry-on, and then they make me pay for my
seat,
everything, a glass of water.
Yeah, you pay for everything. Seat selection, early boarding. So I'd be better off just
sending. It wouldn't probably cost me as much to have it sent up to the airport.
Exactly.
That's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, we'll have to look into that.
Especially me. You travel light.
But it is a great service for those that don't want to be lugging their luggage around.
So. And tell us about some other services people might not be aware of.
Some other services?
Yeah.
Well, both my wife and I are certified accessible travel advocates. We're very proud of that. It is a Florida-based company that provides aids to daily living for people to travel anywhere around the world. So if anybody has been on a cruise, they have seen people running around with scooters that say special needs at sea on the back. That is the same company, but they do much more than just scooters.
Okay.
So they will have wheelchairs for those that have had maybe a temporary or a recent issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so they just need it for temporary. Or maybe they're people that are fine at home, but just feel for this trip they might need some little extra accessory. But there are also telephones that can be put into a hotel room or a cruise ship for those that are hearing impaired.
Oh, wow.
There are lift chairs for people, hospital beds, oxygen. We have clients that need oxygenators. And surprisingly, a lot of people that do self-dialysis while they're traveling.
Really?
So we work with them to get their chemicals on board a ship or wherever they're going to their destination.
That's amazing, because I know a lot of people in the travel industry, you talk to them, they just look at you like, what are you talking about? I don't have a clue. I know you do a wonderful job in everything you do. Everybody that I know that travels with you is like, this guy's the bomb. He hooked me up. We find everything. But it's important, because, people save up a lot of time sometimes to go on a trip, and, they want it to be the best it can be.
I give a lot of credit to my wife as well, because she has had double knee surgery, so she is what I would just term a slow walker. So when we are visiting any properties, we're always looking to make sure it's accessible, not only because she's being careful, but because we also have guests that we want to be able to tell them, we've been there, we've done that, and you will be fine.
Right. And that makes a big, big difference.
It makes a huge difference.
Because I think a lot of people just don't go.
Exactly.
They want to go, but they're afraid it's going to be such a problem and everything is going to be such a problem that they just don't go because they don't know about the different services that are available.
And a lot of properties and a lot of cruise ships especially, they have purpose-built areas for those that need accessible rooms or modified rooms.
Right.
So there's more of that product out there than I think people realize.
Yeah. Well, you know what it is, and I think a lot of people are traveling more in their senior years than ever before. We didn't even live this long before.
That's true.
Now you got people 80, 90 years old going on a vacation. That wasn't ever before. And just knowing that there's different things available to make that trip much better for them makes me very excited.
And I do think there are a lot of people that that have the money today that our grandparents didn't have, or our great-grandparents who really didn't think about travel the way that people do today. And I never even heard about people with a bucket list for travel when I was growing up.
Right.
But certainly we have a lot of people that want to do that. But a lot of times they're caring for parents or grandparents themselves. And so their opportunity comes in their life where they maybe want to be able to travel with that parent or grandparent or be able to travel on their own. But there is the opportunity for them.
And it's so important to make those memories and to do that. You know, one of the last things I did with my mom is we went on a cruise. Mm-hmm. And my mother was terminal. So, I'm buying every picture on the cruise because these are going to be some of the last photos of her. And I'll never forget it. The last night on the cruise, they dress up in those old-fashioned outfits. And here's my mother with a rifle with, like, a scowl on her face. And when they printed out the photo, they put it on a wanted poster. So it said, you know, wanted, million-dollar reward and everything. So at this point in my mom's life, it was near the end of her life, and it was also becoming very difficult that people were not calling anymore because it gets hard for them because they don't know what kind of conversation to have. So when we got back from the cruise, I took that photo, and I downloaded it on 50 greeting cards and mailed them out to all her friends up north. And it said, "Dear Rick, got in a little trouble in Mexico. Please pray for me. Love, Joe." And the coolest thing was everybody called, and we didn't talk about the cancer. We didn't talk about it, and we just laughed. And it opened up communication. So think about those kind of things. Think about getting together with your family and going on a cruise together and just having that conversation and just spending that time. That's what I like about a cruise, because you don't have to drive anywhere. You don't have to worry about any of that stuff. You don't worry about your kids getting lost. But those are some of the most important things that could ever happen. Because caregivers, I'll tell you what happens is, caregivers come into my support groups and their loved ones pass away and they come back. And when they come back, always their biggest regret is that they were too task-orientated, that they were just worrying about pooing and peeping and eating and doctor's visits, and that they didn't spend that time. And now that time is gone. It's gone. So spend that time with your loved one, not taking care of all those tasks, because there are people that can help you. There are people that can help you at home. There are people that can help you if you go on vacation. There are people you can help that will help you. And I know it's tough for you caregivers because you're like superwomen and supermen and you feel I can do it all by myself. But caregivers are dying before the people they're taking care of. So listen to my words carefully here, because your caregiving experience, as I always say, can be the most horrific experience of your life, or close to beautiful, depending on how you handle it. So please think of those things. So Rick, I decide I want to go on a vacation somewhere. How do we do this? How does it happen? Do you have a website? Do I call you up? Tell us.
So all of the above. So okay. We do have a website. It's saltybreezecruiseplanners.com. But we do encourage people to call us.
To have the conversation.
To have the conversation, because we'd like to know what they want to experience. Because not every cruise line is the right fit for people. Not every cruise ship is the right fit for everybody. And not every itinerary is the right fit for people. So once we know what kind of experience that they want to have, the things that they don't want to experience, then it allows us to really dig deeper, tailor it down to what they want, right time of year. And many, many times when we chat to people, we change their mind. We tell them that is not the right cruise line for you. It's not
the
right
cruise. Because you have the experience.
Because we have experience, and once they've told us about the kind of experience they want to have or do not want to have,
and we can tell them
that's not the experience for you. And so we're very careful about that. And I think that's why we do get a lot of great comments back from people after they travel.
Because you do your homework.
We did the homework. We created that. And then we always try to make sure that they have every bit of information they need to plan appropriate, so there's no last minute rushing. And we have the conversation for people, do you have any special needs when it comes to diet or mobility, because we'd like to pre-plan those long in advance.
And what about pets?
So surprisingly, pets are not allowed on cruise ships other than if they are service animals.
Okay.
So they have a complete provision for service animals. They do spend the time in your room with them. And if they need to go and do their business, there is a steward that will take the pet and do that.
Oh, wow.
But for those that want to do transatlantic travel, there is one cruise ship. It is the Cunard Queen Mary that actually has kennels on board.
Really?
So the pets actually travel in pretty good style. They have their own little room steward, and parents is the good word.
Right.
But the owner of the pet is allowed to go up onto that deck once a day and exercise their pet if they want, spend time with them. But other than that, they're under the care of somebody with white glove service.
Interesting. And what about if people though just want to like travel to a hotel or different places? Are they more pet friendly today?
They are far more pet friendly. Most of them have a weight limit. So I would think any pet that's over 40 or 50 pounds would be a struggle to get into most locations. But small pets are typically not a problem.
Because that's very important for a lot of our elders today. Sometimes their pet is their main companion. Absolutely. And they don't want to leave home with them. And if they know that they could go somewhere and visit or go on a vacation and take their pet with them, they would be more inclined to do so than not.
And I think the key is just knowing ahead of time what you want to do. There has been lots of changes, especially with airlines more recently, about pets traveling. But planning that well in advance, I just think it's a good idea.
Okay, if somebody decides that they're just going to go online on the internet, and they're going to book whatever they're going to book, why shouldn't they not do that? What should they look out for if they do that? And what's the difference? I mean, you don't get a fee, right?
We do not charge a fee for anything that we do. So what we make our living from the travel companies that we work with. We dot the I's and cross the T's. So I actually heard a story this morning about a girl that showed up at the airport here in Tampa yesterday and found out that when she booked her ticket, she booked it for August 31st instead of July 31st.
Oh, my goodness.
So the big difference with using any travel professional is that you then have an advocate that work for you. We actually have access often to a hotline. And then we have a series of people that we know with all of the travel companies. Most of them are business development managers, but we have people that we can go and chat to. And then what I like to say, especially when you're using a smaller agency, when you call, you're always going to get the same person.
Right.
I call all of our major vendors, and they have these large pool of people that are answering the phones.
Right.
Very seldom do I ever talk to the same person twice. Whereas if you call any travel agency, you're going to be talking to the same travel agent all the time.
And I think that's so important, because I remember years ago when I went to Amsterdam with my brother, and it turned out that my brother-in-law, he wasn't my brother-in-law yet, but he was terminal, and my sister decided to get married right away. So I needed to fly from Amsterdam to Boston instead of Florida. And I was just emotional mess just with the whole deal and everything. And if I didn't have a travel agent at the time, I don't know what I would have done. She just, like, took care of everything, changed what she needed for me, because I was just besides myself. And otherwise, what do you do? What do you do? And especially since you don't charge a fee. I mean, why wouldn't? And you probably know all those, like, little ins and outs that everybody else doesn't know.
We know the little secrets. We understand the airplane codes. One of the things I often see, two places I see this happen lots, is people that are flying into London to Heathrow and flying out of Gatwick. And they don't realize that there isn't enough time to make that transfer. Oh. And I see people going to New York, flying into JFK, and then flying out of LaGuardia, not realizing.
They're not next door
to each
other.
You now have to get to the other airport. So those are the things that we watch out for.
What's a tip if somebody, my plane's late. Now I get on the plane and I got to go catch another plane. And I don't think I'm going to make it when I get off that plane. Should I go talk to somebody? Should I just run? I mean, what should somebody do?
The airlines actually know off their manifest who is connecting to a new flight. So they will often be in communication with you. Each airline handles it a little bit different. Sometimes they'll have somebody meet you at the gate. Other times they'll come and find you on the airplane and let you know that they're holding the plane for you, or in some cases they may tell you that they've put you on to a next flight.
Okay.
So it really is different by airline, and depends on how late you are.
Right. And then, you know, Mother Nature is Mother Nature. Sometimes there's just nothing really that you can do about it.
You are far better off asking the airline, though, because they can do something immediate.
Because you're right there.
Because they are right there, so.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, guys, well, we're going to get ready to hear from our sponsors and our wonderful partners, because you know I have great partners, because you know how it goes. If we don't hear from them, you don't hear from me. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
First shock came when my dad was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. But even more terrible was the realization that Mom wasn't going to be able to care for him on her own. I struggled through sleepless nights and was completely overwhelmed with sadness and anxiety as the disease progressed. Mom could no longer cope with Dad's sudden mood swings and the changes in behavior on her own. In different ways, they both needed help. Then I called Assisting Hands, and I'm so thankful for them. So is my mom. Once again, we both have peace of mind.
Alzheimer's and dementia are devastating diseases, not only for the patients, but for their closest family members. At Assisting Hands, We understand these geriatric disorders, and our staff can provide personalized home care support services that will allow for more freedom to the spouse and family during the transition stages of the disease. Please call Assisting Hands today at 813-280-4838 for your personal in-home consultation at no cost. When you can't do it all,
give Assisting Hands a call. Serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, call them today at 813-280-4838. That's 813-280-4838. Let them help you out. Christine M. Payne is a dedicated educator, speaker, and wellness advocate for over 20 years. She is a champion in supporting caregivers and their families with personalized and tailored wellness plans and continued mentorship program. ChristineMPayne.com was created to provide a resource for health, hope, and emotional healing to every home through the gift of essential oil. Christine has a servant's heart, and her mission is to empower caregivers with educational services and natural healthcare solutions. As a national an international speaker and educator, Christine has provided the tools for individuals, corporate pilot programs, and service organizations on the topic of essential oils and proactive self-care. Did you know 60% of caregivers say they do not adequately take care of their own physical and emotional needs? Please contact Christine at 941-387-6800 or visit her at ChristineMPayne.com. That's ChristineMPayne.com to start your journey of proactive self-care and for a complimentary class and wellness consultation.
Are you concerned with memory loss? Memory loss can be devastating and can affect your activities of daily life. You may forget important appointments, have difficulty completing familiar tasks, or become socially withdrawn. RenStar Medical Research in Wesley Chapel, Florida offers study-related memory evaluations as a part of a research study given by clinical research professional. Call RenStar Medical Research at 813-308-9428 to speak with someone today. Having a memory evaluation is key to early detection of more serious memory problems and can help you plan for the future. Health insurance is not required. Again, call RenStar Medical Research at 813-308-9428 today to set up your memory evaluation appointment. You can also visit their website at www.renstar.net and like them on Facebook.
Remember how you felt when you were a child? Your body was full of life and vital energy. You were healthy. St. Petersburg chiropractor Dr. Colette Chesko has been helping people to recapture that youthful vitality through chiropractic care for the past 13 years. And she's been helping me personally for the past 3 years. Not every chiropractor provides the same type of services. As a chiropractor specializing in corrective care, which is restoring the proper alignment of the spine, not just treating symptoms, Dr. Colette provides patients with a variety of services in addition to chiropractic adjustments, including acupuncture, nutrition, and massage. By using these natural methods, she helps patients of all ages restore their health without using drugs or surgery. The most cost-effective way to achieve health is to maintain good health. Once you have reached your goals, she will help you stay there and feel better for good. So give her a call. Dr. Colette Chesko at Gentle Touch Chiropractor and Wellness Center in St. Petersburg. That's at 727-235-3265. I know you will feel better.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
I see trees of green. Red roses too. I see them bloom
for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute. Take a deep breath. Sit down. Close your eyes if possible and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
Yeah, caregivers, you got that. You know, you need to put the oxygen mask on your face first before you can take care of anybody else. And now we're going to talk to my friend Dave here from Habitat. Tell our listeners who don't know first what Habitat is and what you do there and the whole Megillah.
Okay. Well, Linda, thanks. We're excited about being here today. And the main reason is that caregivers make up the one of the largest occupations of Habitat homeowners today. But Habitat is a global Christian organization. We built homes in over 70 countries, and we're approaching our 2 millionth home.
Wow.
That now house over 6 million people.
I learned how to vinyl side a house one time with Habitat a few years back. It was much fun.
It really is.
It's a wonderful thing.
And it's a learning experience. A lot of folks come out and volunteer so that they can better work on their own homes.
Yeah, why not?
That's true. You learn.
And it's just a whole sense of community and everything. And all right, so explain to everybody what Habitat is and the process and the whole deal, because I don't think people really understand what it is.
Okay. Well, Habitat believes that everybody should be able to afford decent housing and own their own home. And we do that here in Pinellas County by selling, building and selling homes at no profit with a 0% 30-year mortgage. So what that means to qualified candidates is they can own their own very well-built, very energy-efficient home and have a monthly mortgage between $650 and $900 a month.
That's crazy.
Including insurance and taxes.
Including insurance and taxes. That's huge.
Absolutely.
That's huge. And those people probably would not be able to have their own home.
Or an apartment for that price.
Right.
Traditionally, there are a lot of folks in various occupations that find traditional financing hard to get. And with this program, they can afford their own home, which is very well built and very energy efficient.
And it's the size that they need for their family too, right?
It is. A lot of people don't realize that those that think they know about Habitat don't realize that we will build up to a 6-bedroom home based upon family
people don't
needs.
Know that.
Yeah.
And okay, so and the person who the home is being built for also works on the house.
Yes. Everybody who's in a Habitat home, of course, they will have a monthly mortgage. They will have some closing costs that will run between $1,500 and $2,000.
Okay.
Which is a lot less than if you were driving down the street and saw a realtor sign for a 3 or 4 bedroom home. You'd be paying 4 or 5 times that much in down payments. But yes, they will put in between $350 and $450, what we call sweat equity hours. And those are hours that they're volunteer hours. In the beginning, they'll be working on other people's Habitat homes.
Good.
And in the end, they'll be working on their own Habitat home. And the nice thing is that people that come into the program after them will be helping them with their hours. And they can actually recruit friends and family, coworkers, to come in, put in up to half of their hours.
Wow, that's fabulous.
I think one of the nice things is, while you don't have to have children to get a Habitat home, if you have children and they can get good grades or improving grades in school, they'll actually earn some of those sweat equity hours just for their academic achievements.
So that I didn't know, and I didn't know that you could get a Habitat house if you didn't have kids.
There's a lot of myths about Habitat. A lot of folks always thought that homes were free. They were for the homeless and the unemployed. That is not true. As we just mentioned, there'll be a monthly mortgage. A lot of folks believe that we only build in the poorest neighborhoods of town.
That's what I used to hear.
And that is also not true. Now, we do build in some of the poor neighborhoods of towns, but that's where the people want to live. They actually are part of the decision making. That's where their community is. Yeah, that's where they were born. That's where they raised. They go to school. Their kids go to school. They work. So they want to live in the community that they grew up in. Because Habitat homeowners will actually be a part of the decision of where their home is going to be built.
Okay.
They'll also pick among various floor plans. Based upon the size of the house, every home we build is wheelchair accessible.
Every home?
Every home that we build is wheelchair accessible.
It makes
accessible.
So much sense because we're living so much longer, you're going to need
that,
it.
And that doesn't mean a wooden ramp coming up to the house. Right. That means a poured concrete sidewalk that will take you into one of the two entry points that a wheelchair can go in. All interior doors are wheelchair accessible. And for those that have other specific needs, such as family members deaf, we will put strobe lights in next to each smoke detector so that if the detectors go off, there not only will be sound, but there will be light as well. If a family member is wheelchair bound, we will take out one of the tubs and put a roll-in shower.
Wow.
So we build the home to meet the family needs as much as possible.
As much as possible.
Yes.
And how cool is it you get to build your own home? You know, you get to work. I love that thought of that. You know, you could say, oh, I put that window in, or, you know, I put that siding up. And you always need volunteers too, right?
It takes about 1,200 to 1,300 volunteer hours
per house
to build a Habitat home. And that excludes, we know we use contractors to come out and pour the slab, do the plumbing, do the air conditioning, do the electrical, do the roof and things like that. But the volunteers will build interior walls, do the painting, the landscaping, install kitchen cabinets, install windows and doors, which is much easier than it sounds.
These days, too, because everything is fit and it's a whole package. And I think it just makes you proud that you get to do that, you know. Yeah. I remember the one house I had worked on years ago. Every time we drove by, I was like, see that siding?
I did that.
Did you?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the other myths is that because we use so much volunteer labor, how can it be a quality constructed home? Well, every site that we build has a contractor, has a site supervisor that works for Habitat, making sure that the house goes well. They have two things that they believe in. Okay. One, there's no mistake that a volunteer can make that they can't fix. And I'm happy about that because the first house I worked on, I forgot to cut a doorway in for a bedroom and a bathroom. but they fixed it. And the other thing they believe in is they're going to build that home just like their own mother was going to live in it.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a very well-built, sturdy, safe, energy-efficient home. And one of the last myths are, as you mentioned, it can be a single person. Do not have to have children. We have several single ladies and a few single men who are Habitat homeowners. And the final myth is that President Jimmy Carter did not found Habitat for Humanity, but neighbors of his 10 miles down the road, Millard and Linda Fuller, founded Habitat in 1976.
Interesting.
Yes.
All right, so what are some of the qualifications? What does someone have to do if they're interested? And you know, give me the specs.
Okay. Well, to get a Habitat home, to qualify, you have to have lived or worked in Pinellas County for the most recent 12 months.
Okay.
Okay. You have to be willing to partner with Habitat by taking... We require that all of our homeowners take 16 home ownership classes. And those are classes that we provide them. There are several finance classes, how to maintain the house, how to maintain the yard.
That's excellent, but somebody doesn't even know that they have to change an AC filter or something. This is their first house, and, you know.
Exactly. How to stop a toilet that's running or, you know, things like all kinds of little things that can happen. We teach them how to do that, how to take care of the yard, the root system, watering, things like that. How to be a good neighbor, domestic violence, energy management, first aid and safety.
Those are great courses.
And classes on the importance of having and consequences of not having life insurance. So these are all classes that we get out there to prepare our homeowners to be successful in their journey of home ownership.
They should do that for anyone buying a house.
They should.
That would be nice. Yeah. And I like to think that the educational part of it works. In the last 10 years, after the residential market kind of took a little nosedive, mm-hmm. not a single Pinellas County Habitat homeowner lost their house.
That's awesome.
Okay, that's a...
That's changing somebody's life.
And we like to think it's because they have learned how to budget, and they've learned how to maintain their homes.
Yeah, because you don't know what you don't know.
Exactly.
And probably some of those people never lived in a house in their life. They might have lived in an apartment there, or, you know, or a mobile home or something their entire life. How would they know?
For most of our homeowners, this is the first time they have owned a home. Yeah. Anyway, go back and qualify.
Yeah.
So they take the classes. They'll also put in 350. We talked about the sweat equity hours right. they have to put in. They'll also have some closing costs between $1,500 and $2,000.
Well, they have to have a job.
No, they don't have a job. Have to have a job. That always helps. But there are income requirements.
Okay, so explain that.
And those will vary based upon the number of people who are going to live in the home. But the things that count as income are your wages, gross wages before any deductions, Social Security, disability, retirement, military retirement, disability, okay. child support, alimony, and even some government-subsidized housing allowances can be included in the income requirements.
Okay.
And after we look at the income, if they fall in the range for that size family, the next thing we do is we look at their credit. And their credit does not have to be stellar. We can help.
Probably most time it's not, or there just isn't much, right?
Yeah, most folks who first apply have had some credit issues, mm-hmm. and we can actually help them through a couple of partner organizations that we work with restore their credit at no cost to the homeowner candidate.
How long does it take? Say, I want a house. How long does it take?
Well, I'll answer that question in two parts.
Okay.
Okay. It takes about 8 to 10 weeks to actually build the home.
Okay.
But it takes 1 to 2 years to go through the program because there's classes to take, there's sweat equity hours to take.
So 2 years.
There's some money to save up. Yeah. I've seen a few folks make it in less than a year, but most of them will take between 1 and 2 years.
That's not too bad at all. Except for us old folks, it might be gone by the time the house comes through.
There's 2 years is plenty of time. And the major things is that between the 1 and 2 years is how much credit has to be restored.
Right.
And how much time can they commit to putting their sweat equity hours in. Because this is certainly not the only thing they have going on in their life.
Right.
You know, they've got caregivers doing hard work at all kinds of hours.
Yeah.
You got school, you got work, you got family, you got church. So we know this is not the only thing going on in their life. So whether it's 1 year or 2 years, that's quite often up to the homeowner
mm-hmm. yeah.
Themselves.
So if somebody's interested in this, what do they do?
Best thing to do is two things. They can go to our website, which is habitatpinellas.org. Click on home ownership. That will take them through pretty much what we just talked about. How do I qualify? And then how to apply in a 11-question, what we call a pre-qualification form will come up. And it just asks general questions like your name and where do you live now, who's going to live in the house, what mm-hmm. are their ages, what's your monthly income, what are your major monthly expenses, and if you have any collections, what are they?
Mm-hmm.
And you hit that, you submit that, and if there's an area where they fell a little bit short, we will let them know. And quite often, be able to give them resources to help them get there so they can reapply. Because I would say a lot of our homeowners had to reapply to come back, but they're now in their own homes.
It's a process.
Yeah, or they can call me. And
your number is?
My number is 727-365-2800, and that is my personal cell phone number. You call me, and I will come out and meet with you. Usually at a local coffee shop and spend half an hour to an hour going through the program.
Or what if somebody wants to volunteer? Like, don't they have, like, companies volunteers and clubs volunteers? Come on, let's get some volunteers out here and build some houses.
We have some great volunteer opportunities. At any, like say, we are now building, on average, one home every week in Pinellas County. We built 55 homes last year. We'll build 60 homes this year. So at any given time, there'll be five to 10 homes under construction. There are opportunities to volunteer in one of our two retail stores that we call Restore. And there are opportunities to volunteer at special events, some of our fundraising things like golf tournaments and our big gala event. And every time we dedicate a home, there's opportunities for volunteers to work there to help set up for the dedication.
And did I hear that you bury a Bible in the foundation of every home?
That's a great program. We have every year what we call a faith build. In fact, we just selected the faith family recently, the Elliott family, with their four children. And this year, like in the previous 3 years, we will build a home and encase a Bible in the threshold of the foundation to make that foundation even stronger. We will then have churches come out, that they will raise the funds, and members of their congregations will build the home. And as part of that program, churches that volunteer either financially or with volunteer labor, we deliver 2x4s out to the churches to let them sign the 2x4s with their blessings and good wishes.
Oh, wow.
The 2x4s are then brought out to the job site and used in the construction
of
that home.
Good vibes. Makes you want to cry. It's just
And then all the churches are welcome to participate in the dedication.
That's wonderful. All right, well, we're going to pick up with you guys from, and Vaughn, I didn't acknowledge you. Thank you so much for being on the boards for us today. I really appreciate it.
No problem.
All right, let's hear from our wonderful partners. Don't go away, guys. We'll be right back.
VoxLife realizes that people of all ages and walks of life are focused on wellness and optimal performance. Wellness consumers are looking for products that will enhance the quality of life and are asking for natural, safe solutions for more energy, pain relief, and enhanced mobility. Well, VoxLife is the answer. VoxLife has harnessed the power of neuroscience and neuroactivation and spent 6 years developing HPT. HPT instantly improves the user's strength, energy, stability, balance, and range of motion while providing natural pain relief. And this is done so easily with their socks and insoles at a very affordable price. I know when I go to the gym, I can see the difference immediately when I have my VoxLife socks on, and they also have helped many of my caregivers and their families. For more information, go to voxlife.com/caregivers. They've helped me and they can help you too. That's voxlife.com/caregivers.
Are you concerned with memory loss? Memory loss can be devastating and can affect your activities of daily life. You may forget important appointments, have difficulty completing familiar tasks, or become socially withdrawn. RenStar Medical Research in Wesley Chapel, Florida offers study-related memory evaluations as a part of a research study given by clinical research professional. Call RenStar Medical Research at 813-308-9428 to speak with someone today. Having a memory evaluation is key to early detection of more serious memory problems and can help you plan for the future. Health insurance is not required. Again, call RenStar Medical Research at 813-308-9428 today to set up your memory evaluation appointment. You can also visit their website at www.renstar.net and like them on Facebook.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is
anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia and Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize each individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, the goal is to make your loved one as comfortable and as independent and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 themed houses. It warms my heart when I visit there and see how joyful the residents are. Please call or stop by to talk to a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole is at 727-517-7800, or you can reach them in Largo at 727-559-8411. You'll be glad you did.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tam Talk Radio Network.
You know what that means when you hear those horns. It's time to get your paper and pen because Lynn's got some good stuff to tell you.
I do.
You do.
On August 15th, from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at Arden Courts in Seminole, Tam Cummings will host a seminar on understanding the stages of dementia. For more information, call 727-517-7800.
That's 727-517-7800. Tam Cummings is a great speaker, and she has a great book, Untangling Dementia. So if you have an opportunity to go hear her, please do it.
And then on August 18th from 1 to 3 p.m. at Liberty Lanes on Starkey Road in Largo is a bowling fundraiser for Alzheimer's. $150 gets you up to 6 people on a lane for 2 hours. There will be raffles, gift baskets, and a 50-50 drawing. To reserve a lane, call Becky Moultrie at 727-804-9928. That's 727-804-9928.
And that day, Lynn and I will be broadcasting live from the bowling alley. So come down and meet us. It'll be a lot of fun. And it's a great cause.
It is. Then on August 28th, Arden Courts of Largo is having 2 seminars. Session 1 from 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. is Promises in Caregiving and Why You Shouldn't Make Them. A complimentary lunch will be served from 11:30 to noon. And then Session 2 from noon to 1 is on guilt, anger, and stress, and working through it as a dementia caregiver. RSVP to 727-559-8411, 727-559-8411.
Remember, guys, knowledge is power, and when you have the opportunity to be surrounded by other people that are going through the same thing as you are and learning the tools to, you know, to better cope, it's really a powerful thing.
Then on September 1st, from 2 to 3:30 p.m., Sages Theater is presenting Denying Gravity at the Lutheran Church of the Resurrection in Palm Harbor. Admission is free. RSVP to 727-536-7076. 727-536-7076.
I hear that's hysterical. We've missed the first two so far, so hopefully the next one. One last thing I want to remind you, I'm going to remind you of this every week, is the Field of Honor from my Kiwanis Breakfast Club of Seminole. We have the Field of Honor coming up November 1st, so flags will be flying from November 1st to the last day in November. So for $35, you can honor a veteran. There'll be a flag and there'll be a flyer on there that says the dates of service and everything. So for more information, you can call me at 727-365-8383. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you for being on the show today. I really appreciate having you. It's been a great show. thank you to our listeners. I know it's not easy always to tune in, like I said, and I really appreciate that. You can always go to Connecting Caregivers Radio for the podcast. You can go to ConnectingCaregiversRadio.com and nominate a caregiver. We have a lot of great prizes. They'll get respite care and massages and facials and dinners and all sorts of things. So thanks so much for joining us today. Like us on Facebook at Connecting Caregivers. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.